জগন্নাথ গুণ্ডিচা মার্জন কি, জগন্নাথ দেব রথযাত্রা ফেস্টিভ্যাল কি, সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি, গৌর প্রেমানন্দে So, I'll just, since it's Gundicha Marjan Day, Jagannath, on the occasion of Rath Jatra, goes from main temple soon to Gundicha temple. That's the Rath Jatra festival. Jagannath Puri is the temple, is Kurukshetra. From Kurukshetra, Jagannath goes to Vrindavan. Not Jagannath goes, but Jagannath's devotees take Jagannath to Vrindavan on the occasion of solar eclipse. Solar eclipse, on the occasion of solar eclipse, Krishna went to Kurukshetra. It's a custom that is being observed since time immemorial. Even 3,000, even 5,000 years ago, Krishna, when he was on this planet, even he went. And the residents of Vrindavan also went. Now it was Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura to kill Kamsa. That happened 100 years ago. For 100 years, the residents of Vrindavan didn't get to see Krishna. So when they saw Krishna after such a long separation, they just decided to take Krishna to Vrindavan. And that is the Rath Jatra festival, the festival of chariot. Now, as I mentioned, Jagannath Puri temple is Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is situated between Dwarka and Vrindavan. So from Kurukshetra, from that site of solar eclipse, when they went to take bath in Shamanta Panchak, that place is still there, a very holy place. And then the residents of Vrindavan met Krishna and decided to take him to Vrindavan. So Gundicha temple is actually Vrindavan. That temple is there. Gundicha, it was the king, was the wife of King Indradumna. And so that is the place where Jagannath will be taken tomorrow. And so the temple naturally needed to be cleansed the day before Jagannath's arrival. So that is the occasion of cleansing of the temple of Gundicha. Generally, the temple was cleansed by other people. But this time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to do it himself. So I'll just read that part from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back from his tour of Vrindavan. South India actually. When Mahaprabhu came back, then King Prataparudra wanted to see him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to give him darshan. Because he said that a sannyasi's business is to have dealings with mundane people, especially the king. So he refused to give darshan to King Indradumna. I'm sorry, King Pratapudra. And then finally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to give darshan to his son, the prince. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his chadar, bohirbash. The king was very pleased with that, receiving the mercy in that way. It says that in this way, ei moto nana ronge din koto gelo jagannather ratho jatra nikot hoilo. In this way the Lord passed some days in great jubilation. Then the car festival of Lord Jagannath approached. Prathamei Kashimishre Prabhu Bulaila Porichapatro Sarvabhaumo Bolaya Anila. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed the desire to Kashimishra. Kashimishra was the guru of King Pratapudra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first of all called for Kashimishra, then for the superintendent of the temple, then for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Tinjan Pashe Prabhu Hashiya Kuhilo Gundicha Mandir Marjan Seva Maginilo. When these three people came before the Lord, he begged them for permission to wash the temple known as Gundicha. Prabhupada is saying in the purport, the Gundicha temple is situated 2 miles northeast of Jagannath temple. At the time of Ratha Jatra festival, Lord Jagannath goes to Gundicha temple from his original temple and stays there for 1 week. After 1 week, he returns to his original temple. It is understood by hearsay that the wife of Indradumna, the king was established, the Jagannath temple, was known as Gundicha. There is also mention of the name of Gundicha temple in authoritative scriptures. The area of the Gundicha temple is estimated to be 288 cubits by 215 cubits. A cubit is about 1.5 feet. The main temple inside is about 35 cubits by 30 cubits. And the Kirtan Hall is 32 cubits by 30 cubits. Porisha kahi ami sab shebak tomar je tomar iccha sei kortobbo amar. Upon hearing the Lord's request for permission to wash the Gundicha temple, the Porisha, the superintendent of the temple, said, "My dear sir, we all are your servants. Whatever you desire is our duty to perform." Visheshe rajar agga huyache amare, prabhur agga jei shei shighra koribare. The king gave me a special order for me to do without delay whatever your lordship orders. Tomar yogya seva nahe mandir marjan ei ek lila koro je tomar mon. My dear Lord, washing the temple is not service befitting you. Nonetheless, if you wish to do so, it is to be accepted as one of your pastimes. Kintu ghat sammarjani bohuto chahiye agga deho ajishab ihani diye. To wash the temple, you need many water pots and brooms. Therefore, order me. I can immediately bring all these things to you. Notun ek shatoghat shatoshammar jani, poricha aniya dilo prabhur iccha jani. As soon as the superintendent understood the desire of the Lord, he immediately delivered 100 new water pots and 100 brooms for sweeping the temple. Ardine prabhate loya nijaban, shrihaste shavaram pila chandan. The next day, early in the morning, the Lord took his personal associates with him and with his own hand smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies. Shrihaste dilo shavare ek ek marjani, shab gan loya prabhu cholila apuni. He then gave each devotee a broom with his own hand, and taking all of them personally with him, the Lord went to Gundicha. Gundicha mandire gela korite marjan, prathami marjan ilaya korilo shodhan. In this way, the Lord and his associates went to cleanse the Gundicha temple. At first, they cleaned the temple with the brooms. Bhitar mandir upar shakul majilo, shinghasan majipuno sthapan korilo. The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. He then took the sitting place, shinghasan, cleansed it, and again put it in its original place. Choto boro mandir koilo marjan shodhan, pache toiche shodhilo Sri Jagamohan. Thus the Lord and his companions cleansed and swept all the temples, buildings, big and small, and then finally cleansed the area between the temple and the kirtan hall. Charidike shoto bhakto sammarjani kare, apone shodhen prabhu shikhan shabare. Indeed, hundreds of devotees were engaged in cleansing all around the temple, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally carrying out the operation just to instruct others. Premullashe shodhen loyen Krishna naam, bhaktagan Krishna kahe kare nijo kaam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great jubilation, chanting the holy name of the Lord, of Lord Krishna all the time. Similarly, all the devotees were also chanting and at the same time performing their respective duties. Dhuli dhushar tanu dekhite shubhan, kaha kaha oshru jale kare sammarjan. The entire beautiful body of the Lord was covered with dust and dirt. In this way, it became transcendentally beautiful. At times when cleansing the temple, the Lord shed tears, and in some places, he even cleansed with those tears. Bhogmundi shodhan kori korila shodhila prangan, shakol abash krame korilo shodhan. After this, the place where the deity's food was kept, Bhog Mandir, was cleansed. Then the yard was cleansed, and then all the residential quarters, one after the other. Trino dhuli jhikur shab ekotra koriya, bohir vashe loya phelai bahir koriya. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the straw, dust and grains of sand in one place, he gathered it all in his clothes, gathered it all in his cloth, and threw it outside. Ei mato bhaktogan kori nijo bashi, trinodhuli bahire phalai param horishe. Following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees in great jubilation began to gather straws and dust with their own clothes and threw them outside the temple. প্রভু কহে কে কত করিয়াছে সংমার্জন, তৃণধূলি দেখিলেই জানিব পরিশ্রম। The Lord then told the devotees, I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside. সভার ঝ্যাটান বোঝা একত্র করিল, সভা হইতে প্রভুর বোঝা অধিক হইল। Even though all the devotees collected dirt in one place, the dirt collected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much greater. এই মত অভ্যন্তর করিল মার্জন, পুনঃসভাকারে দিল করিয়া বন্টন। After the inside of the temple was cleansed, the Lord again allotted areas for the devotees to clean. সূক্ষ্ম ধুলি তৃণ কাকর সব করহ দূর, ভালো মতে শোধন করহ প্রভুর অন্তঃপুর। The Lord then ordered everyone to cleanse the inside of the temple very perfectly and taking finer dust, straws and grains of sand and throwing them outside. সব বৈষ্ণব লইয়া যাবে দুইবার শোধিল, দেখি মহাপ্রভুর মনে সন্তোষ হইল। After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas cleansed the temple for the second time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see the cleansing work. Ar shatojan shato ghate jal bhori, prathamai loiya ache kal upekha kori. While the temple was being swept, about 100 men stood ready with filled water pots, and they simply awaited the Lord's order to throw the water from them. জল আনো বলি যাবে মহাপ্রভু কহিল, তবে শত ঘট আনি প্রভু আগে দিল। As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for water, all the men immediately brought the 100 water pots, which were completely filled, and delivered them before the Lord. প্রথমে করিল প্রভু মন্দির প্রক্ষালন, ঊর্ধ্ব আধ ভিত্তিগৃহ মধ্য সিংহাসন। In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first washed the main temple and then thoroughly washed the ceiling, the walls, the floors, and the sitting place, Singhasan, and everything else within the room. Khapra bhuriya jal urdhe chalailo, shei jale urdhe shodhi bhitti samprakhalilo. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and his devotees began to throw water onto the ceiling. When this water fell, it washed the walls and floors. Srihaste karen singhasaner marjan, prabhu age jal ani dai bhaktagan. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place of Lord Jagannath with his own hands, and all the devotees began to bring water to the Lord. ভক্তগণ করে গৃহ মধ্য প্রক্ষালন, নিজ নিজ হস্তে করে মন্দির মার্জন। ইন দিস ওয়ে অল দ্য রুমস ওয়ার ক্লেন্সড উইথ 100 ওয়াটার পটস। আফটার দ্য রুমস হ্যাড বিন ক্লেন্সড, দ্য মাইন্ডস অফ দ্য ডিভোটিস ওয়ার অ্যাজ ক্লিন অ্যাজ দ্য রুমস। নির্মল শীতল স্নিগ্ধ করিল মন্দিরে, আপন হৃদয় যেন ধরিল বাহিরে। When the temple was cleansed, it was purified, cool and pleasing, just as if the Lord's own pure mind had appeared. Shato shato jan jal bhare sarobare, ghate snan nahi keho kupe jal bhare. Since hundreds of men were engaged in bringing water from the lake, there was no place to stand on the banks. Consequently, some began to draw water from a well. পূর্ণ কুম্ভ লইয়া এসে শতভক্তগণ, শূন্য ঘট লইয়া যায় আর শতজন। Hundreds of devotees brought water in pots, and hundreds took the empty pots away to fill them up again. নিত্যানন্দ অদ্বৈত স্বরূপ ভারতীপুরী, ইহা বিনা আর সব আনে জল ঘড়ি। With the exception of Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Sarup Damodar, Brahmananda Bharati and Paramananda Puri, everyone was engaged in filling the water pots and bringing them there. Ghate ghate theki koto ghat bhangi gyalo, shato shato ghat lok taha loya ailo. Many of the water pots were broken when people collided with one another, and hundreds of men had to bring new water pots to fill. Jal bhare ghar dhoye kare horid dhuni, Krishna horid dhuni bina nahi ar shuni. Some people were filling the pots and others were washing the rooms, but everyone was engaged in chanting the holy name of the Lord, holy name of Krishna and Hari. Krishna Krishna kohi kare ghater prarthan, Krishna Krishna kohi kahe ghat samarpan. One person begged for a water pot by chanting the holy names Krishna Krishna, and another delivered a pot while chanting Krishna Krishna. Jai jai kahe shei kahe Krishna name, Krishna naam hoilo sanket sab kame. Whenever anyone had to speak, he did so by uttering the holy name of Krishna. Consequently, the holy name of Krishna became an indication for everyone who wanted something. Prema Vishi Prabhu Kahi Krishna Krishna Naam Akole Prema Vishi Kare Shatajanir Kaam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was vibrating the holy name of Krishna in ecstatic love. He himself was performing the work of hundreds of men. Shatohaste Karen Januk Shalan Marjan Pratijan Pashijai Karai Shikhan. It appeared as though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleansing and washing with 100 hands. He approached every devotee just to teach him how to work. Bhalo karma dekhitare kare prashamshan, monena milile kare pavitra bhatshan. When he saw someone doing nicely, the Lord praised him. But if he saw that someone was not working to his satisfaction, he immediately chastised that person, not bearing him any grudge. Tumi bhalo koriyacho shikhao annere, ei moto bhalo karmo sheho jeno kore. The Lord would say, you have done well, please teach this to others so that they may act in the same way. একথা শুনিয়া সবে সংকুচিত হইয়া ভালো মতো কর্ম করে সবে মন দিয়া. As soon as they heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. Thus the devotees began to work with great attention. তবে প্রক্ষালন কইল শ্রী জগমোহন ভোগ মন্দির আদি তবে কইল প্রক্ষালন. They washed the Jagamohan area and then the place where the food was kept. All other places were also washed. Natshala dhui dhuilo chaktar prangan, pakshala adikori korilo prakhalan. In this way the meeting place was washed. The entire yard, the raising sitting places, the kitchen and every other room. মন্দিরের চতুর্দিক প্রাক্ষণ প্রক্ষালন কইল সব অন্তঃপুর ভালো মতে ধোয়াইল. Thus all places around the temple were thoroughly washed within and without. হেনকালে গৌরিয়া এক সুবুদ্ধি সরল প্রভুর চরণ যুগে দিল ঘট জল. After everything was thoroughly washed, a Vaishnava from Bengal, who was very intelligent and simple, came and poured water on the lotus feet of the Lord. Shei jal loiya apone pan koilo, taha dekhi prabhur mone dukkho rosh hoilo. The Gaudiya Vaishnava then took that water and drank it himself. Seeing that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt a little unhappy and was also outwardly angry. Jadyapi Gosai Tarek Hoyache Santosh Dharma Sangsthapan Lagi Bahire Maharosh. Although the Lord was certainly satisfied with him, he became angry externally in order to establish the etiquette of religious principle. Shikhalake Shurupedaki Kohilo Tahare Ei Dekho Tomar Gauriyar Byabohare. The Lord then called for Swarup Damodar and told him, just see the behavior of a Bengali Vaishnava. Ishwar Mandire Mor Pada Dhuailo Shei Jal Apone Loiya Pan Koilo. This person from Bengal has washed my feet within the temple of the personality of Godhead. Not only that, but he has drunk the water himself. Ei aparadhe mor kaha hobe goti tomar gauriya kore etek phoijoti. I now do not know what my destination is because of this offense. Indeed, your Bengali Vaishnava has greatly implicated me. There is some purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is significant that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Swarup Damodar Goswami that the Bengali Vaishnava was your Gauriya Vaishnava. This means that all Gauriya Vaishnavas who are followers of Chaitanya cult are subordinate to Swarup Damodar Goswami. The parampara system is very strictly observed by Gauriya Vaishnavas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal secretary was Swarup Damodar Goswami. The next group of devotees was the six Goswamis, then Kaviraj Goswami. It is necessary to observe the parampara system of Chaitanya cult. There are many offenses one can commit while serving the Lord, and these are described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Hari Bhakti Vilas, and other books. According to the rules and regulations, no one should accept obeisances in the temple of the Lord before the deity. Nor is it proper for a devotee to offer obeisances and touch the feet of the spiritual master before the deity. Okay? Everyone is awake? What did you hear? Don't offer obeisances in the temple in front of the deity. Not even to your spiritual master. How many times I told you that? So now, here is a reminder. In the temple, and the Lord is worshipped. According to rules and regulations, no one should accept obeisances in the temple of the Lord before the deity. Nor it is proper for a devotee to offer obeisances and touch the feet of the spiritual master before the deity. This is considered an offense. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was personally the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, it was not actually offensive to wash his feet in the temple. However, because he was playing the part of an acharya, the Lord considered himself an ordinary human being. He also wanted to give instructions to ordinary human beings. The point is that even though one plays the part of a spiritual master, he should not accept obeisances or permit a disciple to wash his feet before the deity. This is a matter of etiquette.
Tabe Swarup Gosai tar ghare hat diya dhaka mari purir bahire rakhilen raiya.
At this point, Swarup Damodar caught the Gauriya Vaishnava by the neck and, giving him a little push, ejected him from the Gundicha Puri temple and made him stay outside.
Puno Ashi Prabhupai Korilo Vinay Agga Aparad Khama Korite Juai. After Sarva Damodar Goswami returned within the temple, he requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to excuse that innocent person.
Tabe Mahaprabhur mone santosh hoila, shari kore dui pashe shobare boshaila.
After the incident, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. He then asked all the devotees to sit down in two lines on both sides. Okay, so this is how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed the Gundicha temple, cleansing of the Gundicha temple. So today also we will be doing the Gundicha temple wash, the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. Actually, practically what should have been cleansed is the pandals. Because that is going to be the Gundicha temple. This is the main temple. From here, Jagannath will go out from here only, starting from here. And where will be the chariot? Start from here only? Okay, so that's what I mean. So, anyway, so temple will become where the chariot will start. And anyway, these are some adjustments that we are making here. We don't have Gundicha temple to take to. Otherwise, ideal thing to do would have been the chariot festival should start it from here. We did that in Dasera Maidan before. But still, the temple, the chariot started from the city. Ghantaghar, what's it called?
Budwariya.
Now it's Budwariya. Okay. Anyway, so we're just enacting that pastimes of the Lord Chariot Festival. But at the same time, we take the opportunity to cleanse the temple today. And where is Brajendra Krishna? So, what time the temple's Gundicha cleansing will start? After when is breakfast?
9 to 9:30.
And then we'll immediately or at 10 o'clock or so. Okay, after 10 o'clock or at 10 o'clock. Okay. Because if you say after 10 o'clock, somebody may show up at 12 o'clock. So, cleanse the temple very nicely as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed. Cleansing the temple is like cleansing our mind. And the temple should be as clean as the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleansing the temple, and everything was cleansed so beautifully. Like first they did, they cleansed by sweeping. Because, you see, the other thing also is Gundicha temple is not used otherwise. So, on the occasion of Jagannath's arrival, the temple had to be cleansed. So, first they swept all the dust and dirt. And then they throw it away outside naturally. Then one interesting thing to note is that everyone, hundreds of them were cleansing, right? But when they accumulated the things that they have cleansed from the temple, and they piled up their dirt and dust at one place, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's was kept in another place. And Mahaprabhu's pile was bigger than theirs. Whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead does something, His activities, His potencies are inconceivable. No one can actually match His performance. And so
So then, the water was brought in hundreds of pots. People were just, devotees were waiting with the water pots. One group of devotees cleansed the inside the temple, and the other devotees were standing outside with water pot, and then they started to cleanse the temple with water. And what they did, the first day, washed the ceiling. We don't need to do that here. So when they threw the water up, then that water cleansed also the walls and floor. I mean, they fell on the floor. And then they cleansed that one. So this is how the temple and the precincts of the temple, the prasad, the bhog mandir, the kitchen, they all were cleansed. And then when everything was cleansed like that, one Gaudiya Vaishnav from Bengal, he took the water and washed Mahaprabhu's feet, and after washing his feet he drank the water. So Mahaprabhu was very upset with him and said, although internally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased with him to see his devotion, but externally he expressed some dissatisfaction. And he called Sarva Damodar Goswami. And he said, look, what your Bengali Vaishnava has done. And Prabhupada is pointing out that actually this is the parampara. The disciple actually belongs to the spiritual master. So your Bengali Vaishnava. Because the complaint of the mistake of a disciple goes to the guru. Guru becomes responsible. What kind of, how you are teaching your disciples, see? They are behaving in this way. So please be careful how you behave, because the blame will come to me for your mistakes. And of course, if you want me to get chastised by Prabhupada, then you can do something like that. But otherwise, and also, so it's the guru's responsibility, spiritual master's responsibility is to make his disciples into pure devotees. That's the responsibility a spiritual master takes. Become pure devotees. The other day somebody asked me the question, what is the meaning of pure devotee? I think it's Ashish, you asked, what is the meaning of pure devotee? Pure means free from impurities. Water is pure when there is nothing in it. When it's just water, it's pure. Now our situation is combination of matter and spirit. We have become affected by matter. We are not matter, we are spiritual. But this involvement or attachment to matter, identifying ourselves with matter, being affected by matter, is the impurity. Main thing is, become free from all material attachments. And the final attachment is the attachment of false ego. False ego means identifying with the material body. So when we identify ourselves with the material body, then all material attachments begin to develop. So to become pure means to become completely free from all material attachments. How can one do that? We are in the material nature, with the material body. So how can you become free from material bondage? The way to do that is by engaging the body and whatever we have in the service of Krishna. That is the way to get purified. When the body is engaged in service of Krishna, is this still material? No. When the body is engaged in serving Krishna, then it is spiritualized. When the mind is engaged in serving Krishna or thinking about Krishna, the mind is spiritualized. When our speech is engaged in serving Krishna, our speech is purified. Karmana manasa gira. Body, karmana activities are pertaining to the body. Thinking is pertaining to the mind. And speech is pertaining to the speaking faculty. So karmana manasa gira, when the activities are engaged in service of Krishna, when the mind is engaged in thinking about Krishna, and when our faculty to speech is engaged in glorifying Krishna, we become purified. When that happens, when the body, mind and speech are engaged in serving Krishna, then nikhilashrapi avasthasu jivan muktasa uchate. In whatever condition he may be in, he is liberated. Jivan mukta, meaning he is situated in his spiritual identity. Engaged in this way, one can become purified from his material bondage. Another way to look at it is, this material nature is a prison house. Everyone is aware of that? Who are there in the prison house? The criminals. Why? Because they're meant to be punished because of their offenses, crime. That's the prison house. So we all are involved in this, we all are imprisoned in this prison house of material nature. Why? Okay, now what is happening in this material nature? As prisoners, what we are receiving? Enjoyment? Punishment. We are being punished. To think that we can enjoy is illusion, maya. So, that is our situation in this material nature. We are imprisoned here because of our crime. Of our crime to disregard Krishna, Krishna's instructions, Krishna's law. Now, in the prison house, those who are employees of the king, those who are acting on behalf of the king, are they prisoners? So this is a prison house, but those who are engaged in serving the Lord, they are not prisoners. So, that is the clear understanding. When you become engaged in serving Krishna, or as Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, surrender unto me. When a criminal surrenders unto the king and asks for forgiveness or amnesty, Then the king said, okay, fine, you're free. But he may not be allowed to go out of the prison. But he becomes engaged in serving the king. So then he becomes free. So similarly, although we are in the material nature, if we become engaged in serving Krishna, we become free from our suffering condition in this material nature. So what's everyone going to do now? With the mind. Going to cleanse it? Cleaning the body is easy. Cleaning the body, the first aspect of cleaning the body is taking bath. If you take bath and wear clean cloth, you're clean. But that's not enough. Because what we eat, that also, that becomes our body. You are what you eat. What we eat, that becomes our body. Therefore, one has to be very careful about eating pure food or not eating impure food. Because if we eat impure food, our body will also become impure or contaminated. Therefore, be very careful about what you eat. And what is the standard of pure food? Just vegetarian? No. Food that has been offered to Krishna, that is the pure food. And Krishna is a pure vegetarian. Therefore, we offer only vegetarian things to Krishna. We feed Krishna, we offer Krishna what Krishna wants. And Krishna is not only a vegetarian, Krishna is also no onions, no garlic. You will notice in all Krishna temples, they never use onions and garlic. What does it mean? If Krishna liked onion and garlic, then pujaris would have given him Krishna, given him onion and garlic. So that is the standard. Sometimes people ask, but onions, what's wrong with onion and garlic? It's all vegetarian. I was in Benares the other day, so that question came up. And then I told her, well, Dhatura is also vegetable. Because in there they use Dhatura, offer it to Lord Shiva. That's another mistake. Lord Shiva doesn't take Dhatura. Lord Shiva doesn't take Ganja. What Lord Shiva took is an ocean of poison. He didn't drink ganja or thing. He didn't smoke ganja or... Did you ever see any picture of Lord Shiva smoking as ganja from a chila? These are all concocted ideas. What Lord Shiva drank is halahal. When the milk ocean was being churned, first the poison came up. And that poison would have destroyed the whole creation. Therefore Krishna told Lord Shiva, Vishnu told Lord Shiva, Shiva, please save the situation. And what did Lord Shiva do? He drank that poison. But he didn't drink that poison all the way. He drank it, but kept it on his neck. And as a result of that, his neck became blue due to the effect of poison. Therefore, he is known as Nilakantha, whose neck is bluish. So it's not a matter of vegetable. Like so many vegetables are poisoned. Like dhatura is poison. Does anybody drink? Does anybody eat dhatura fruit? No matter how hungry he may be, he'll never eat dhatura. Similarly, another poison is hemlock. Socrates was made to drink hemlock to die. So in the West also there are some very wise people like Socrates. Before Socrates, in the morning when Socrates was had to take hemlock, it was ordered, they found that he was guilty. So the punishment was he'll have to die drinking hemlock. So his followers came, and he said, we should protest that why you have to die although you're innocent, without any crime, without any offense. Then Socrates' answer was, do you all want me to die committing offense? You are sinless, why you are dying? So do you want me to die being sinful? Because of my sin you want me to die? Prabhupada said that in the Western world, Socrates was the only philosopher who had spiritual knowledge. No one else actually. Even his disciple, Aristotle, Plato, didn't have this kind of knowledge. He accepted. Okay, fine. You want me to die? I'll die. And of course, Jesus Christ. He also. That although he was innocent, he was crucified. But he didn't protest, fine. Similarly, Haridas Thakur. He was beaten up so badly in so many places. But he didn't protest. Rather, he was forgiving those who were beating him. So these are the real spiritual personalities who have transcended their bodily platform and have come to the spiritual platform. Anyway, to go back to that point, we should be very careful what we eat, and the safest thing to do is eat only Krishna prasad. Sometimes it's not possible to get Krishna prasad, especially when you're preaching. Sankirtan devotees, they have to, but at least offer that to Krishna first and then you take it. Recognize that it's Krishna's mercy that you are receiving. Food is very important for our sustenance. We have to eat. Now, in order to show his mercy upon us, Krishna has given us all the food. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Does anybody have any question? Okay, no question, that's alright, because it's already 9 o'clock. So go take prasad and get ready for Gundicha Maharajan. And tomorrow there will be Rath Jatra. And this evening, let me see, I'll try to also do some kirtan this evening. Actually, I'm not feeling very well, and yesterday I was feeling very, very wiped out. But then when I came and led the kirtan, I was enjoying it. Today also I was telling Krishna Kishore, I was about to tell him that, tell Krishna Kishore that he could read this chapter. Because he was reading this chapter to me. But he was insisting. And I also saw that he already, to make sure that I give the class, he already put it in the website. Hare Krishna, all glory is to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari. Where did you get this t-shirt? Did you see who is there? Oh, you got it from Sadhu Sangha? Okay, very nice. A real gift from Sadhu Sangha. Yeah? Oh.